what Nick Weiss did that day. And I would like to think that every officer, law enforcement, would do the same thing if it was on that individual to make that decision. Nick made a very split-second decision on, do I continue home, which he had every right to do, or do I stop and go back to somewhere where I can deploy the stop spikes? He chose the second alternative. Lost his life, gave his life for that. But as we heard today, the countless lives that, by him doing so, saved. And I think that every cop would do the same thing under the same circumstances. You cannot teach split-second decisions. Typically, and I'm using myself as an example, I have time to think, to talk, to get things ironed out down the road. The guys and gals on the street don't. So that is a God-given gift that they've been given to make that the correct split-second decision.
And I think the other interesting thing that I didn't realize until today, the other decision he had to make, where do I deploy these at? And he deployed them a mile and a half away from the school. And I mean, this is all under duress with a high-stress situation ongoing.
Yes. You know, Nick was a very intelligent man, very likable, as described today from various agencies. I am sure that Nick was thinking, the further away, the more chance that I have to go further away towards them, the safer people are going to be. And he chose a place where it was going to be much safer to ensure the safety of others. And by doing so, he lost his life, because by the time he deployed the stop spikes, they were practically on top of him then. And so he made the correct decision. And I'm sure as a family member, it's very tough to understand that. And I'm sure it's very tough for a lot of people that are not involved in law enforcement to think, well, you know, you can sit around, have a cup of coffee, and think about it and make that decision. No, you can't. There's too many things that are going on that would have prevented that.